Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Former State Senator Brian Joyce appeared in federal court this afternoon to answer charges that he used his office for personal profit. Authorities say Joyce ran a criminal enterprise, accepting bribes and kickbacks in exchange for political favors. Joyce represented Milton and surrounding towns for 19 years. He decided not to run for re-election last year. FBI agents arrested the 55-year-old at his home in Westport early this morning. He faces a 113-count indictment. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us now from the federal courthouse in Worcester, where Joyce made an initial appearance today. What happened in court, Fred?
Hi, Lisa. It was a very short hearing. Joyce pleaded not guilty to the charges, which include racketeering, money laundering, extortion, and wire fraud. His attorney, Howard Cooper, spoke to reporters with Joyce by his side after the hearing.
You just heard Senator Joyce, former Senator Joyce, declare in a very loud and firm voice in court that he's innocent of all of these charges. I should add that in the last few years, it's been apparent across the country that the federal government has brought a number of cases against public officials, which have either gone nowhere or have been rejected by juries or highly criticized by courts.
Fred, what do prosecutors say about how Joyce allegedly operated as a state senator?
Well, prosecutors allege that Joyce took bribes in many forms, the most creative being for work he did for a Dunkin' Donuts franchise, for which he was allegedly paid in the form of hundreds of pounds of coffee. Prosecutors allege he told the Dunkin' franchise owners to say the coffee was a payment for legal services. Here's FBI Special Agent in Charge Harold Shaw.
We believe Mr. Joyce was greedy, plain and simple. As alleged, he blurred the line between his public duties and private business and failed to act in the best interests of his constituents. Through his alleged criminal schemes, he placed his own self-interest ahead of his oath, personally profiting in the range of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Joyce also allegedly pressured the Massachusetts Division of Insurance to take action in favor of an energy insurance brokerage company that paid him for his official assistance. Acting U.S. Attorney William Weinreb says Joyce used his position as a state senator to pressure town administrators to use the brokerage company.
In exchange, that company paid kickbacks to a shell corporation owned by Mr. Joyce. Mr. Joyce took steps to conceal his involvement with the energy brokerage company and to disguise the kickbacks as legal fees.
Prosecutors say Joyce took kickbacks in exchange for getting his client appointed as energy consultant to several towns. Joyce allegedly received kickbacks of more than $48,000 for landing those town contracts. And he's also accused of attempting to use his position as a state senator to collect money for so-called legal work from representatives of a solar company.
So what's next for Brian Joyce?
Prosecutors did not seek to have him detained. He was released on a $250,000 bond. He cannot travel outside of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and he surrendered his passport.
All right. Speaking to us live from Worcester, WBUR's Fred Tice. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Lisa.